So this is the Board of Trustees meeting for the Pines and Plains Library, Wednesday, February 26th and 6 p.m. We have a quorum with 4 board members here tonight. And shall we do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Does anybody want to accept the agenda?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, consent agenda.
We don't have Alan for the Bain reconciliations, right?
Not currently. He might pop in. But we just want to...
I took the minutes on my iPad. I know that'll show up at the West.
Do you want to point out there was a typo on your copy of the minutes, or maybe it was the one that was sent out? The resolution listed for February had the wrong number, and it has since been changed.
Good.
The February 12th special meeting.
Okay.
The resolution number was incorrect, and I've changed that. So
okay.
If you look at the minutes, it's updated.
There you go. Now, I want to ask a dumb question. Does our budget go January to December, or do we have somewhere else in the year?
It's January to December.
Okay.
There's no stupid questions.
Well, you never know, you know. Maybe it's something I'm supposed to know.
Sometimes weird answers, but. This is what we got in the latest email.
Yes. Yes, those were not ready initially.
So we have no correspondence.
I'll make a motion.
We want to do the bank reconciliations without Mr. Allen.
Well, what we could do is approve everything except for the bank reconciliation and the January budget to actual, and push that off to next month's meeting when we do January and February.
Sarah can give you guys the budget to actual if okay. You would like.
But because we've got the budget to actual, we can do that.
Okay.
It would just be the
we have this.
Is it this? Is that one?
The board report, Sarah. It's the very first part of the board report under treasurer report.
Yeah, this is.
It's just
this
one
is sentence. Budget to actual. You're right. Okay. We can look at this right here.
This, yeah.
I've got X's in mine
Okay, well then I guess
Sarah have it.
This is not available by Friday.
Yeah, no. Then we can just do it off of the profit and loss. That is right after the minutes.
Yep.
And basically what it is we have spent $104,441.33 through the end of January.
Yep.
Out of the 1,551,894 for our budget, and that accounts for 6.73% of the budget. The first month of the year accounts for 1/12, so that's like
we're good.
Yeah,
we're
it's good. Whatever. I think that's
8.3% of the
8.3%. So yeah, we are not there yet. So we've spent less in 1 month than what's gone by.
Okay. That makes me happy.
Yes.
So therefore, I can make a motion that we accept or approve the consent agenda.
The bank reconciliations.
Okay. Minus the bank reconciliations.
Okay.
I'll second it.
And all in favor?
Aye. We just need to make a note that we go over January 6th. The yes. Reconciliation.
Yes. So that's the March meeting.
It's hard to believe.
Years.
Yes.
Quickly. If it would just stop snowing, I would be really happy.
Well, don't talk too loud. We're praying now, you know?
Okay, committee reports. BOCC meeting update with.
Well, I can give you the two. I attended two of the meetings, the one on the 12th and the one just today. And I did write it up. I'll just briefly go through some through the high points if you'd like. This, the one on the 12th. Meeting on the 12th. That was the meeting that Susan reported to the commissioners, the status of the library and such. And she did a very nice job. She explained, the budget and how much money we have and the programs that we are initiating and so on and so forth. At one point, she was asked about book banning or what do we do about book banning. She explained that there is a process for that. And she also explained to the commissioners that unlike a school district, the library does not stand in loco parentis. In other words, we do not stand in place of the parent, and that it is a public library so that people can take whatever books that they or read whatever books that they want. She did a very masterful job.
Great.
And there were, asked her a few questions, but that's about it. And today's meeting, there was nothing pertaining to the library. If you want, I can tell you some of the highlights. They start off by discussing bills that are before the legislature, most of them which are not pertinent to us. So if you want to read this stuff, you can. Things like at one point, there was a bill to have people pay their taxes in quarters instead of twice a year, and the treasurer for Elbert County stood up and said that's going to be very costly. We'd have to improve our technology and get more staff. So they were opposed to it. So that's an example of one of the things. Okay. Today they had the emergency manager. Oh, this might be interesting. The emergency manager gave a report, and he said that we have designated areas consistent with state and federal standards when there are emergencies. That the emergency management program has been certified by the Red Cross. There are some grants that they're improving certain bridges, the Agate Bridge, wherever that is. And also there's an event, a fire mitigation event in April. It's going to be called Mulch Madness, so you can bring all your clippings from your home, and they will shred them up. And then there's public comment, which really, did not pertain to us. And that's I mean, there's more, but I don't think it's that pertinent.
Okay. Thank you, Sandy. Okay. I think this is going to be Sarah. Director's report?
Yes, the director's report. Has everyone reviewed the report, or would you like me to go through the highlights of it?
The bank?
The bank.
or is it not available?
Well, I don't see why not.
Do we have the sheet?
Yeah, I've got the sheets for you. Let me get them for you. We'll just go through the top of each of these. I don't have the new sheet for you because we have more accounts now.
Okay.
So it's just the clear totals on all those.
We probably don't have a gross balance.
No, I don't right now.
Are you ready for treasury report?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And the BOPW money markets deal, you have what? It is, we have 1,202,033 cents in there, and that's actually it's no, it's $1,202.33. That's all that's there. That's in the BMO deal. And actually, I think she closed that, so that may be a dead issue.
I think that's still in there because it was the interest from our last period.
Okay.
And that's the account that we're closing.
Yes.
Okay. So $1,202.
Right.
Okay. Just okay. So I wrote it down
okay.
Right.
In the money market.
Oh, no, that's the second page. Okay. That's in one. Sorry.
Clean garbage. Sorry. Okay. Community Bank. Money market account, we have only $139.59 because everything else has been transferred to those other. The Community Bank payroll account, we have $257,122.51. That's the ending balance. That's what we do payroll for everybody from. Okay, the Community Bank checking account. This is what we had to redo. We have a current ending balance of $380,700.13. We moved some money there. And then the Colorado Trust. This is one of those deals that we're in the group pool with. We have $738,175.43. I do not have because this is a beginning balance, I do not have what we've earned interest for this latest time because we just put the money in that account. And then the C-Safe deal, we have $1,327,472.43. And again, because it's a brand new deal, I do not have an interest. It is currently earning 4.57% interest. And I may be able to see what the other one is earning. Which is more than twice what we were earning at BMO and community banks with their money market deals. Let's see. This other one, we are earning the as of 1/31 there on that day, it was earning 4.529% interest, which again is more than twice what we were earning before. So we're instead of based on 700,000, instead of earning about $1,200 a month, we'll probably be earning somewhere in the neighborhood of 24 to not just under 3,000. So we'll be doing quite a bit more in money wise. And so here's the 11.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept Alan's January bank reconciliation.
Did we do the motion for the whole consent agenda?
Yeah, we did, excluding the bank reconciliation.
Okay. Thank you. I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay. And we're having set a topic for our next study session, which is going to be March 12th, 3 p.m.
Yes.
Anybody have anything?
I'm dumbfounded. I don't know. Where are we going to? Is it something that we can?
Can we just bring something up that interests us or what?
No, the studies, it's going to be probably about moving toward Elizabeth.
That's okay. That's what I.
Yeah.
My question is should we at that point truly discuss our contracts with the construction for Iowa, and I don't want to say any business names. But
no. Well, we can't do it because the study session is also public. So.
Okay.
Okay. So if we discuss that other stuff.
Okay.
I think
when
perhaps.
When are we going to discuss it then?
We've discussed possibly doing an executive session.
We want to wait till Susan's
okay.
back.
Yes, we need Susan here.
Could we talk in our study session what each person, each trustee has visions for Elizabeth? Just to let the IE librarian, our director, have an idea of what each one of us thinks we should be going towards, or what we should be thinking of doing when we try to expand this facility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not been done.
No, and I know that Susan is going, I think it was in the director's report that she is going to address an architectural school.
Okay.
So, and part of the thing is that it, the report that Anders did,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be using that to say we need so much space for children's programs, so much space for adult programs and things like that. So I know that that's in there.
Can we leave it to the director's?
Let Susan make a decision when she comes back.
I want to say it the right way, but can we leave it in her hands what she thinks we need to do next? I'm just asking.
I don't see that being a problem.
That should be fine.
Okay. So
next in what way? Next about?
For the study session, subject
we should. Not what we should do in the back.
No.
The study session.
Because she's got things that she's lining up.
And she's been working on them. Yeah. And I know that for a fact.
I know she's been working on them.
I make a motion that we allow our director to choose what we should address at our next study session.
I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
It's on Susan's head.
Well, because sometimes we put the cart before the horse.
Yes.
And Susan understands where we should be going step by step.
Yes. I agree. Okay. And then
we need a motion for number 8 to add Sarah to our Community Banks of Colorado's account.
I would make a motion that we add Sarah Coleman to our Community Banks of Colorado accounts. This would include our payroll and our regular checking account, which we just changed.
Okay.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Public comment. Any public? We have no public. Is there anything else any of the other board members want to ask? It looked like you were going to say something, Sandy.
I have some questions about the Kiowa bathroom.
Okay. But do we do that in when we have our acceptance?
I think we have to wait for Susan so that she knows exactly.
I've read the contracts.
And so have I.
I have some.
We've all read it.
Yes. So.
I'm probably warp.
Okay, so our next study session is March 12th, 3 p.m. here at Elizabeth. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion. I'll just keep driving this train. I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I would second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I apologize for being late. I was totally, you guys must have been really smoking. Because I didn't think I was that late, but.